That's where we thank the World Service and welcome you to the new day here at BBC Radio 4. It's 20 past five on Thursday, the 6th of February. I'm Lisa Costello. Simon King is at the BBC Weather Centre. We'll have a full shipping update and news briefing for you shortly. After that, there's a dire warning from a major independent body about the fragility of food supply chains in the face of ongoing global instability. Farming Today has more on that at a quarter to six. But before all that, a look ahead to next week.
The future is going to be amazing!
The world's richest man, advisor to the US president.
His name is Elon Musk.
He almost sounds like a comic book character. But to see the man beneath the mask, we need to go back to page one. I'm Jill Lepore, professor of history and law at Harvard. And in this series, I'll reread the comic books and science fiction stories Musk read as a boy to help understand the future he wants for all of us. From colonizing Mars to putting chips in our brains. X-Men, the Elon Musk origin story, starts on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds next Tuesday night at 11.
Now let's get straight to Simon King. Morning, Simon.
Morning, Lisa. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 6th of February. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Mallin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High Wales, 1,045, expected Norway, 1,048 by midnight tonight. New low moving slowly northeast, expected Fitzroy, 1,016 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at zero. Southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southerly 3 to 5, fair, good. South at 0, southeast 40s. Variable 3 or less, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Northwest 40s, Cromarty 4th. Southwesterly, backing southeasterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. Variable 4 or less, becoming east or northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in Dogger. Fair, good. German Bight, Humber. Northeast 3 or 4, veering east 4 to 6. Fair, good. Thames, Dover. Northeast 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7. Showers, fog patches at first. Good, occasionally very poor at first. White, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast, 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7. Showers, good. Biscay, east backing northeast, 4 to 6, fair, good. Fitzroy, cyclonic, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Sole, east or southeast, 5 to 7. Showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet. East, 4 or 5. Veering southeast. Backing northeast, 4 to 6. Fair, good. Irish Sea. East or southeast, 2 to 4. Increasing 4 or 5. Fair, good. Shannon. Southeast, 5 to 7. Showers, good. Rockall, Mallin, Hebrides. South or southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Rockall and Hebrides, backing southeast 5 to 7 in Mallin. Fair, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southwest gale 8 to storm 10, backing south 7 to severe gale 9 later, rain, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west, backing southerly later, fair, good. Faroes, southwest gale 8 to storm 10, backing south 6 to gale 8, fair, poor. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly at severe gale 9 to violent storm 11, decreasing 6 to gale 8 later, then 3 to 5 in west, rain, poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tarry Automatic, southwest by south 4, 9 miles, 1040, now falling. Stornoway, south-southwest 5, 9 miles, 1036, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest 6, 8 miles, 1035, rising. Lucas, southwest 2, missed 3 miles, 1,042, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northwest 3, 1,043, rising slowly. Sandettie Light Vessel Automatic, east northeast 5, 11 miles, 1,041. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1,041. Jersey, northeast by east 3, 9 miles, 1,040, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 5, 5 miles, 1,041. Scilly Automatic, east 4, 11 miles, 1,040, falling slowly. Valentia, east southeast 3, 24 miles, 1,040, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north 2, 13 miles, 1,043, now rising. Malin Head, south by west 4, 8 miles, 1,041, steady. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. The high over northeast England will drift over the North Sea and into Scandinavia today, with strong winds affecting Scotland and the southern waters. The high will continue to extend a ridge over Scotland tomorrow, but a low will develop over France, bringing rain and showers into southern England, then across to the eastern waters on Saturday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 4 or 5, but 6 or 7 in north, backing southeasterly 3 to 5. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north, backing southeasterly 2 to 4. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 2 to 4, backing east 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 3 or less, becoming east or northeast 4 to 6. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, northeasterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7. Showers in Thames Estuary, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, northeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7. Showers, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7. Showers, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east 4 or 5, backing northeast 5 to 7. Showers, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or northeast 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, east or southeast 2 to 4, backing east or northeast 4 or 5. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southeast 2 to 4, backing east 3 to 5. Fair, good. Isle of Man, southeast 2 to 4, backing east 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carnarvon Loch, southerly 2 to 4, backing southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southwesterly 3 or 4, backing southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near Mull of Kintyre. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamoken Point, southwest, backing southeast 4 to 6. Fair, good. Ardamoken Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in northwest, backing southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6. Fair, good. Shetland Isles, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6. Fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thanks, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Thursday, the 6th of February. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Lisa Costello. Scientists say last month was the hottest January on record. The government's told bereaved relatives and survivors of the Grenfell fire that the tower will be taken down. In business, the boss of a Norwegian energy company with a major stake in a controversial North Sea oil field says he's confident it will go into production. And in sport, Newcastle United have swept into the League Cup final. European Union scientists say the world has just experienced the hottest January on record. It had been expected that the weather phenomenon known as La Niña would have a cooling effect, but instead last month was slightly warmer than January 2024. Here's our climate and environment correspondent, Jonah Fisher.
The amount of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere is still rising. And while that's the case, scientists expect global temperatures to continue to go up. But there's other factors at play. In the tropical Pacific Ocean, the naturally occurring El Niño and La Niña phenomena have impacts on global weather. The latest El Niño, which has a warming effect, peaked at the start of last year. So it was expected that with a cooling La Niña on the way, this January might be slightly cooler. Instead, it's 0.1 degrees hotter than last year.
Sir Keir Starmer says the government is changing planning rules to make it easier to build new nuclear reactors in England and Wales. Ministers hope the reforms will create thousands of highly skilled jobs. But Greenpeace UK has warned the nuclear industry has an unmatched record in delayed and over-budget projects. Bereaved families of people who died in the Grenfell fire have been told that the tower will be dismantled. The Deputy Prime Minister, Angela Rayner, held a private meeting with relatives and survivors last night. A group representing some of the families has criticised the decision and accused the government of failing to listen to their views. It's been 7.5 years since the West London tower block caught fire, killing 72 people. Graeme Satchell reports.
The government isn't expected to make a formal announcement until tomorrow, but some community groups have already reacted angrily to the decision to dismantle the tower, claiming they haven't been properly consulted. A spokesperson for Grenfell United, one of the groups which represents survivors and bereaved families, said there'd only been a short 4-week consultation. They've called the government disgraceful and unforgivable for ignoring the voices of the bereaved. Some of the relatives of those who died in the disaster want the tower to remain as a permanent memorial, but others have argued its presence is distressing to those who lost loved ones.
The Conservative Party leader, Kemi Badenoch, has told the BBC that it should be harder for immigrants to get British citizenship. In one of her first policy announcements,